He's known to operate in the shadows, a master bomb maker on the run. But Ibrahim al-Assiri seems to have broken his cover to write an article. He disputes an Al Jazeera documentary which alleged that al-Assiri's group, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, sometimes colluded with a former Yemeni president. Quote, "Are all of us spies?" wrote a person believed to be al-Assiri. Analysts say al-Assiri may have just let his ego get the best of him and is taking a huge risk.
He thinks that he needs to sort of correct the record here, but quite extraordinary that he's doing this given he's basically the most hunted man on Earth.
Al-Assiri's got a U.S. bounty on his head of up to $5 million. A U.S. counterterrorism official tells CNN he's a close ally of AQAP's new leader, Qasem al-Raimi. Analysts say U.S. intelligence will be tracking this piece of writing, looking for couriers who transported it, anything that could take al-Assiri out. He's believed to have masterminded the 2009 Christmas Day underwear bomb plot, the 2010 printer cartridge bomb attempt. Both targeted aircraft heading to the United States. Both almost succeeded. And analysts say he's learned from his mistakes.
It's a safe assumption that al-Assiri is still working to devise a device that will make it through U.S. or Western security protocols.
More sophisticated than devices that he's developed before. New generation of underwear devices, shoe bomb devices. There's even intelligence suggesting the group is looking into surgically implanting explosives into human terrorist operatives.
He's tried a version of that before. In 2009, al-Assiri placed a bomb inside the body of his own brother, who tried to assassinate Saudi Arabia's counter-terror chief. The bomb killed al-Assiri's brother. The Saudi official survived. The attack made Ibrahim al-Assiri something of a legend in jihadist circles, and him going public could be a strategy from AQAP to compete with ISIS for recruits.
So far, the Islamic State is still winning this. AQAP is behind. They don't produce as much information, and they don't have the same type of network on Twitter. And therefore, possibly putting a figure like al-Assiri out there is a way for them to get more buzz.